Turn everything on.
It's on. There we go. How y'all doing this morning? Amen. I kind of like that love notes from the Father. Man. Are you doing all right this morning? I'm looking pretty good. Feeling pretty good. All right. Amen. We're about to get into the Word. Amen. Just thank the Lord for another day. Super Bowl Sunday. Amen. But you know, I like how Pastor was saying this morning, you know, we already in the end zone. We just got to catch the ball. Amen. Just catch it. When the Lord is sending it our way, receive the blessing. Amen. And because we already know who wins, right? Amen. We already know. We're on the winning side. Amen. So let's bow our heads and go before the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now for your goodness and your grace. Lord, as you move in this place, God, as we've lifted up your name in song, Lord, and sharing, we ask you right now, God, to just speak to our hearts. Move me out the way, God. Lord, and do what you desire to do, Lord, as we yield to you this morning, God, that you would speak to those things in those places, those areas, God. But we want to be where you called us to be. We want to be who you saved us to be, God. We want to represent you in every circumstance and situation, God, that we find ourselves, Lord. And then we thank you right now for your word that comes to continue to challenge us, God, to build us up, to make us better, to encourage us, Lord, in those lonely and those tough days, God, that we know we can turn to you, knowing that you'll be right there. Lord, and we pray, God, for those that are online, God, watching as well, God. And we lift up Malika, God, Lord, that you would just touch her, Lord. And Lord, we pray over that nosebleed, God, that you are the healer. Lord, and we thank you right now, God. Give her mom peace, Lord. Lord, knowing that she is in your hands, God. And we just thank you for each and every individual, God, that graces these doors on today. Lord, that we will not leave here the same, but we'll leave here better, Lord, because we've been with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Tell two people, I'm glad you're here. Amen. 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 Glad you're here, Azra. Hallelujah. My grandson can't stop smiling over there. He just can't help himself. You know? He can't smile anymore, he's going to crack his face. You know? We thank the Lord. God is good. Amen. You know, last week, we're going to go ahead and release our children to their class before I get started too quick. Amen. Hallelujah. Got the Dawkins up here ready for the game already. Let's go. Make it happen. Amen. Hallelujah. But last week we finished up the first part of our theme. Amen. Who remember what it was? Fully present. All right. Amen. Woo-hoo. I don't care. You got it, girl. You was waiting for that one? You said, all right. Amen. Fully present. Now we're going to talk today about move. Come on, look at this. I'm about to call you up here to help me out. Moving forward. Amen. Because truly, we want to get there. And then when we get done with that, we'll go on to the last part, which is? Oh, y'all done caught on now. Y'all done got stirred up. Amen. That's what it's all about. You know, so I thank God we completed that. We're going to continue to work on being present in every circumstance, in every situation. Amen. We don't want nothing hindering us. Amen. We don't want to be stuck no place. Amen. But we want to be right where God wants us to be. Amen. Being who he's called us to be. Amen. So we thank the Lord. We want to be in position. Amen. Tell somebody, stay in position. Amen. Stay active. I like that. Stay active. Get in position. Stay active. Amen. You know, moving forward means moving what? In a positive direction. Amen. Moving forward. Amen. Not being stuck. Amen. But moving in a positive direction, amen, in our lives and in the kingdom of God, helping to do what? His work, his will in the earth. Amen. And the scripture, amen, that we're going to start off with, amen, should be getting pretty familiar to us by now. Amen. Coming out of Philippians 3. I'm only going to read verse 13 to 15 this morning. Amen. I thank the Lord for his word. Amen. But it says, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended.
Come on.
But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind.
Right.
Amen. Behind, amen. See, you didn't got no eyes in the back of your head, right?
Nope.
Amen. Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. Amen. In other words, ahead of us. Amen. Set before us. Amen. I press. We got anybody pressing in here? Amen. See, when you say I press, that means there must be resistance.
Yes. Right.
Amen. There's something you got to press through. Amen. And pressing on. Amen. So he said, I press toward the prize, toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. Let us, therefore, as many as be perfect. You got any perfect people in here? I guess we all disqualified, right? Just, I want you to tell somebody this. I'm perfectly saved. See, and that not of yourself. Amen. It's Christ that did the saving. Amen. So when we recognize that, amen, he's already done a good work in us. Amen. We're just trying to arise to it. Isn't that right? Amen. We're already there. Amen. But he said, let us know, amen, as many as be perfect, be thus minded, amen. And if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. In other words, he said, if you're thinking wrong, amen, he's going to remind you. He's going to reveal it to you. He's going to check our thoughts. You know how some people try to tell you what to think? People all over telling you what to think, amen. You know, and it's but God is the only one you should be telling you what you should think. Remember last week we talked about, amen, in Philippians 4? What sort of things are what? And lovely, honest, a good report, any virtue, any praise. You know, he tells us what we need to be thinking, because left to our own selves, amen, we have a tendency, amen, to dwell on the negatives.
Yeah.
We have a tendency to dwell on our problems, don't we? The problems be screaming loud and, you know, in our head constantly. Amen. So much so that sometimes we forget the good things that God is doing. What he's already done. Where he's already brought us out. Amen. Times when we didn't think we was going to make it, but God made a way. But see, those things always come to our mind first. It's the struggle. Right, LaFaro? It's them challenges that's constantly hitting us upside our head, amen, causing us, amen, to wonder. But see, God ain't wondering. He already knows.
Yes.
He got it all worked out, amen. He's working on our behalf, amen. So that's where that press comes in. You got to press past the negativity, amen, so that we can continue to move forward. Because if we allow negativity to rest up on us, we ain't going to go nowhere. You know, you ever been in that place, don't raise your hand, but you know that woe is me place. You know how they used to sing back in the day, don't nobody know the trouble I see. You know, amen. You know, I mean, we can be stuck in them places. But God don't want us stuck in them places. He wants us to switch our thinking, amen, and know what? This too shall
pass.
See, y'all know it, but why do we want it? It shall pass, amen, because why? Trouble don't last always. Amen. Now recognize we're going to have trouble. Amen. He lets us know in his word, if you live godly, amen, you shall have trouble. Amen. The enemy don't like you. Amen. You find out I got saved and all kind of hell broke loose in my life. I wasn't going through this when I wasn't living for God. Well, the devil wasn't worried about you when you wasn't living for God either. Amen. But when you chose to live for God, now he come to beat you up.
Yes.
Try to change your mind. Get you to back up.
Yeah.
Amen. But no. See, we got to fix our minds, amen, and say, no, I win.
Yeah.
No matter what the bully looks like, I already know the end of the story.
Yeah.
And we win, amen. See, so we got to recognize, amen. And so I say that passage should become more and more familiar to us, amen, as we stop and think about the goodness of the Lord. amen, and what he's done. I press toward the mark of the prize, amen. I'm pressing in. You know, the word tells us to work out our salvation with what?
Fear
and trembling, amen. Amen. See, so, and it's not fear in the Lord, amen, because he's there for us, amen. Fearing that we'll give up, fearing that we'll quit, amen. Fearing that we won't just continue to hold on, amen, because, you know, but when we forget God is there with us, we think we got to do it all by ourselves. It's all up to me. But that's not true. If I just call on, he said he's near us, if we just call on him. Amen. He's our ever-present help in the times of trouble. Amen. But if you don't call on your help, amen, think about it. You go to the beach and the first post out there caught up in the what they call the riptide, and they got people on the beach called what? Lifeguard. But if they ain't, you know, one thing, if the people don't call for help. But the good thing I like about lifeguards is that usually they sit up on the high chair, amen. And even though you ain't hollering for help, they watching. Amen. They know you in trouble. Sometimes pride keep us in trouble. I don't want to call the lifeguard because I don't want to look like I don't know what I'm doing. You out there about to drown and too prideful to call for help. But the lifeguard see, you know, that knucklehead ain't going to call. Man, just go on out there and get him. Amen. Go out there and save him the embarrassment. And see, God is better than the lifeguard. Amen, because he know when we're struggling, and he knows sometimes we too can be too prideful to bend our knee and call upon him and ask for his help. But he's still right there. He's still watching over us, making a way for us. Amen. And I thank him. Amen. See, because we know he knows that we're going to have pressure in this life. Anybody in here don't got no pressure going on in your life? Let me see your hand. Well, I guess I'm in good company. Amen. So we know, amen, that there's things that come against us constantly. And I just want to remind you, don't give up the press. Yeah. Amen. Keep on pressing, amen. Keep on pushing, amen, because it's going to be all right. Amen. It's because, you know, we look at these passages, and I'm going over these things because I want us to reset and shore up the foundation, amen, of our faith. Amen, because sometimes we get weary. We get tired, you know, and say, okay. You know, but I want us to launch forward, amen, into the expanding the kingdom of God, increasing our faith and our grasp on the goodness of God in our lives. You know, because the thing is, you've been chosen. Yes. Amen. Say that to yourself. I have been chosen. So you could be out there doing all kinds of stuff, but you've been chosen. You've been called into God's family, called into the kingdom of God, amen, to do the work for God. Amen. He chose us, amen, and, you know, he will equip us. He will qualify us. He'll encourage us and help us to do what we need to do, amen, to walk out the walk that he wants us to walk for him. You're not on your own. You're not by yourself. Amen. And I thank him, amen. So it's time out for vacillating back and forth. I don't know why I'm talking to anybody in here. Amen. But we got to become resolute. Amen. In our commitment to live for the Lord. Resolute. Amen. In our resolve to walk out his ways. Amen. And to do his work in the earth. God didn't just save me. Amen. Or you just to be saved. Right? Right? I mean, that's like, you know, you go and you get a job, amen, and they hire you just so you hired. Right? You hired, okay. But you got no job description. Nothing to do. They just paying you because you hired. That just don't even sound right. But see, that's how we a lot of times we come into God's kingdom, we say. He saved, nothing to do, but I'm saved. No, he saved us to do the work. Amen. Amen. When he got ready to leave, amen, when he was here in Christ Jesus, when he got ready to leave, he said, go and make disciples. Amen. Go ye and make disciples, amen. See, he gave us an assignment. I mean, I think about when he created Adam, amen, he set him in the garden, amen, and he gave him a job. Amen. To to address it and to take care of the garden. He just didn't put him in the garden to kick back and relax. Amen. First thing he gave Adam, why am I going over here? But first thing he gave Adam was a job before he gave him a wife. Hello? Some of y'all running with these jokers ain't got a job.
Come on, Pastor.
Talk about sugar. No, let me
come
stop.
On,
he gave him a job.
Come on, Pastor.
He established him. He was before he, I don't know why the Lord had me go there, but before he got a wife, he had to have. How you going to support somebody you can't take care of yourself? Huh? That joker comes to you talking about, hey, I'm between jobs. Keep it pushing. Keep it pushing. Right, keep it, that's right. Keep
on,
it moving. Huh? Trying to help somebody.
Preach
men
it.
And women.
Preach
huh? I don't believe in a woman taking care of a man. Huh? What? That don't make no sense. Hello. But let me get back to my word. she said that it was a word. Mm-mm. You say, but he's cute. Pay the rent with that. It ain't going to happen. Right? It ain't going to happen, amen. But when we look at what the Lord has, let's look at what the Lord said to his disciples, amen. Let's go to Luke, the 9th chapter, starting at verse 57. He said, and it came to pass that as they went in the way, a certain man said unto him, Lord, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. Said, I'll follow you. Amen. That kind of sound like us. We gave our life to the Lord, going to follow him, right? And Jesus said unto him, foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests. But the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. And he said unto another, follow me. But he said, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. Jesus said unto him, let the dead bury their dead. But go thou and preach the kingdom of God. And another also said, Lord, I will follow thee. Well, it sounds like some of us in here. But let me first go bid them farewell, which are at home at my house. And Jesus said unto him, man, but he said, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. Wow. Now, Jesus was very blunt. He wasn't trying to sugarcoat it. He wasn't worried about their feelings. You know, and he just told them like it was. I mean, I like how he said, let's look, because he was straight to the point. Let's look how he said it. They wrote it and recorded it in the Message Bible, from the same verses. You know, he said, on the road, someone asked if he could go along. I will go with you wherever, he said. Jesus was curt. That means straightforward, blunt to the point. He wasn't playing no games. He said he was curt. Amen. Are you ready to rough it? See, a lot of times we get saved and everything gets easy. Give your life to the Lord and you live on a flowery bed of ease and no problems. But Jesus was letting him, are you ready to rough it? Because like he told him, I ain't got nowhere to lay my head. In the King James, he said, I don't have my own pillow. You know, but so we're looking at this, he said, we're not staying in the best inns. You know, don't expect the Ritz Carlton if you're running with me, right? He said, Jesus said to another, follow me. He said, certainly, but first excuse me for a couple of days, please. He was polite about it. I have to make arrangements for my father's burial. Now, that's understandable. His first funeral. You know, you want to take care of his dad. Jesus refused. Say, what? Where's the compassion? His father wasn't even there yet. You know what I mean? He said, Jesus refused. He said, first things first.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I love this part.
Yeah, yeah.
Your business is life, not death. And life is urgent. Well, while you run around here worried about the dead, amen, people are still living, amen, you better get to them before they die.
Right?
When I get time, when I get around. No. He said, life is urgent. Announce God's kingdom, he said. I want to give me a couple of days. Let me go bury my dead, you know. And it's not that Jesus didn't understand. He's making a point here. Amen. In all these statements, he's making a point to let us know his work, what he's called us to do, when we commit ourselves to him, amen, is the priority. Amen. Let's look what he said. Amen. Announcing, you know, another was, as he was wanting to go, he said, another said, I'm ready to follow you, master, but first excuse me while I get things straightened out at home. How many of y'all still straighten things out at home? Huh? I mean, that meant you were never coming back. Right? Because you always trying to get something straight at home. Right? Whether it's the people or the house. Amen. It's always something. See, we come up with all these things, amen, excuses. And Jesus said, no procrastinating, no backward looking. You can't put God's kingdom off till tomorrow. Seize the day. In other words, get busy now. See, you can't go forward looking back. But you got to make up your mind, I'm pressing in. You know, what song said, I'm pressing on. What? Which way? The upward way. Amen. Got your sights set. Amen. On them high. You ain't trying to go back, amen, into the valley. You trying to get to the mountaintop. Amen. Jesus, you know, he had no problem establishing what was to be the top priority for his believer. It's his work, his kingdom. You know, I think about us today, man. It's so easy. There's so many things that we put ahead of our kingdom assignments. So many things that take priority. But Jesus said, you know, he didn't give these men that were asking these things no excuse. He didn't give them no wiggle room. Right? He was direct and to the point. Amen. You want to go take care of the house? Whew. But he said, let me go back to this one verse again. Verse 62 in the King James. Jesus said unto him, No man. In other words, he didn't leave nobody out. Amen. Man means mankind. Amen. He said, no man having put his hand to the plow. And looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. Now he's telling you, if you look back, you ain't, and I see, if I was to tell somebody, if you wasn't doing this, you ain't fit. Ron, you ain't fit. That's what the word said. You're looking back, well, I got to go this, then I got to do that. Pastor David, he's controlling. He's manipulating. He's trying to guilt trip Ron. Huh? Oh, let's see. Jesus said it.
Hallelujah.
Right? Jesus said it. I mean, I wouldn't say that to somebody because I know people's feelings are, you know, just so close and so easy and so tender, and you know, they just ain't got no shield. They're sensitive. Yeah, they you know, so I wouldn't say that something like that. I don't think I'm that blunt. I don't think I'm that blunt. I try to be a little compassionate. Ain't that right, Pastor Linda? She know me, and she said, yeah. If you don't want to know where a man is at, look at his wife. But Jesus wasn't trying to coddle no feelings. And I think it's not just because, you know, he was trying to be mean. Because God is love, right? And he's the Prince of Peace, so he wasn't trying to disturb nobody's peace. But he was trying to make a point that you have priorities. And he should be number one. And everything else should come in alignment with those priorities. You know, a lot of times we'll make out our schedule, we'll plan our calendar, and we'll do all this, that, and the other, and then when we get through putting all our stuff on there, we'll see if we got room for Jesus. Right? You know, because a lot of times we've done this. We sit down and we've done our ministry calendar, and we've done, you know, all the other things and everything going on, and then we sit down and say, now, when we going to take a vacation? You know, we got this going on or that going on. We can't go here, can't go there. But see, you got to continue to put the kingdom first. You know, it's easy to let things crowd out. Amen. But I believe the Lord kind of wants us to continually examine our list of priorities. Continually, all of us. Continually examine. If you want to move forward, amen, if you want to continue to move forward in him, amen, and not be stagnant. You know, I don't know if anyone knows that feel like you in church, but you just like, ain't doing nothing, ain't involved, ain't going nowhere. It's just a routine, amen, just you're stuck in a rut. Remember, that's not where God wants us. Amen. And see, so we got to make up in our minds, what do I need to do? Where do I need to do? Because he wants our priorities to be in sync with his. Yes. Amen. And see, when I'm in sync with God, then, you know, I love how he told him, David, he said, when you build my house, I'll build yours. In other words, I'll take care of your business as long as you take care of mine. Amen. You won't come up short. Amen. He's going to make sure and make a way. Amen. It's easy, amen, to get out of sync. Amen. And then we begin to justify our thinking. Amen. And think we're okay. Amen. Rather than running hard for God. Because there's so many things, amen, in the years, amen. We raised 7 children. Bless the Lord. Plus. But we still ran hard for God. Amen. Now, the kids might tell you some stories. See, look at Monica. They're over there smiling. You know, they might tell you some stories about long days in church. And while we was in church worshiping and praising or having a choir rehearsal or a practice or a meeting, they behind the church cutting up. Them church kids. You know, but the thing about that is we know what's in them. Right? See, so, but we let them know this is a priority. You know, we come along, amen, and we see so many things going on. And yes, you know, I'm not saying you don't love God, but life encroaches. Situations and circumstances arise, amen, and we get that. We, like I said, we raised 7 kids plus, amen, and we know life has a way of coming in and challenges and problems and all kind of issues, and this one ain't showing up where they're supposed to show up and doing what they're supposed to do. This one bringing home crazy grades or missing school altogether, and bless you, got to work, amen, and you got to deploy, and you got, you know, you got all this stuff going on, and God is still saying, where you at? Are you showing up on the job to represent me? Are you showing up in the supermarket to represent me? Or are you just letting everything else push me to the side? Amen. And all I get, amen, is you make it to church on Sunday, usually. And that's all I get from you for the whole week. Then a month goes by. 6 months go by. And there's been no forward progress in your personal walk, amen, and commitment, amen. It's been, you can't think of the last time, amen, you stopped and told somebody about the goodness of Jesus, but you done told everybody about the problems going on in your life. No forward progress. But he wants us to move forward. He wants us to move forward, not just for his kingdom, but for your personal growth, your strength. Because if we're not, you know, first of all, if we're not fully present, amen, we can't move forward.
That's right.
Right? So that's why we had to get that out of the way. Let's get present. Now it's time to move forward.
Right.
Amen. So now you can look in your own life, amen, and see some spiritual growth, spiritual progress. Amen. You can look, begin to look around you, amen, and begin to see some fruit. Amen. And fruit that's attracting others. Amen. And, you know, when that happens, I don't know about y'all, but, you know, when I see people being encouraged by how God has allowed me to move, amen, how he's used me, that encourages me.
Praise God.
Amen. When someone comes tapping on my shoulder or calling my phone for a word of encouragement, that challenges me to continue to go higher, amen, and to dig deeper.
Yeah.
Amen. So if you want to go deeper, if you want to get higher, amen, start talking to people. Amen. Start discipling somebody. Amen. Start sharing your testimony. Amen. And what's going to happen is you're going to show up at work and you don't want to destroy your testimony. So you'll start thinking about the company you keep and the things that you say and the jokes you laugh at and all these things that begin to change you, because now there's some expectation. Amen. And you've allowed God to be the priority. But when we allow ourselves to, that's what I'm about to say, we allow ourselves to dry up spiritually, our spirit will absorb anything around us. So you need to stay full of God. Amen. You can't get more water in a wet sponge, but if that sponge is dry, right? See, in the military, they would have these little yellow sponges, amen, that's dry, and they press down about that flat. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. Amen. You go down to the supply room, get a sponge, they give you a little cardboard thing. But the minute you put some water on it, and sometimes because we haven't spent time with God, haven't spent time in our word, haven't spent time around folks that challenge us spiritually, we like that sponge.
Yeah.
And the first little thing that come along, and it ain't got to be spiritual, we like,
well.
Help us. See, I want to get in the right pool of water.
Yeah.
Amen. So that we can grow. Amen. We want to move forward. Help us, Lord. You know, I think about the truth of God's word. Amen. Some of us have been in church, or you know how they used to say, in the way. Walk in the way. That's what they call it, about the way. Amen. But some folk been in the way too long. They need to get out of the way and let God move. Amen. But see, we gotta. Have a mind to allow him to come in. Amen. If we're going to move forward, amen, we can't be stuck. And I'm talking about, I've seen people, you know, I'm not looking at nobody, amen, in here, but I done seen people stuck for years. Years. Amen. Done soaked up so much word. So much word. Amen. There was just to sit down, amen, and start writing, they can write for a while, but the problem is they're just sitting down, but they ain't doing no writing. They done took it in, amen, but they're not giving nothing out. Right? You know, in life, like I said, life has come in. In this passage in Hebrews, you know, it really speaks, amen, because it's Hebrews 5:12. I'm going to read it from the Message Bible. He said, by this time, you ought to be teachers yourselves. Yet here I find you need someone to sit down with you and go over the basics of God again. Starting from square one, baby's milk, when you should have been on solid food long ago. Amen. But you know, we lose our edge. You know, one thing, if you keep working, you keep sharing, you keep living hard for God, Amen. And the scripture that we like in the men's ministry, amen, and in Proverbs, it says iron sharpens iron. It keeps you sharp. It keeps you, you know, ready for the warfare, ready for the fight. But, amen, if we don't continue to actively press in and press forward, amen, and let God use us in every circumstance, amen, we begin to get dull. Amen, we lose our edge. Amen. And now when we're called upon, we're like, I don't know what to do. You should know what to do. You've been running for God for how many years now? Huh? Mm. See, the song says, I ain't got tired yet. Huh? Ain't got tired yet. You know, I'm not tired. I'm like, hey, come on, let's keep it going. Amen. So when we ought to be teachers, when we ought to be those that's lifting up and encouraged, we need somebody to come lift us up. God, my goodness. You know, it's just imagine how I would be if I came in on Sunday morning and I sit in my woe is me chair. That wouldn't even make no sense. Right? So, is Pastor going to preach this morning? Y'all don't know what I've been through this week. Leave me alone. That ain't gonna happen, right? See, I don't believe in just letting life keep you down, right? You gotta rise up and shake yourself, huh? I tell all that, get off me. Greater is he is what? In me than he that is in the world. I can what? Through who?
Christ.
Who does what?
Me.
Come on now. See, we know the word. But we gotta apply that word. And that's how you keep moving forward. When life hits you, you hit it back. I think about when Jesus was in the desert, amen, and the enemy came to him, amen. What did he do? He hit him back with the word. Do we got a word? I said, no, see, you can't hold me down. Mm-mm. Hebrews 6:1 says this, therefore let us go on and get past, this is the Amplified, get past the elementary stage in the teaching of doctrine, teachings and doctrines of Christ the Messiah, advancing steadily toward the completeness and perfection that belong to spiritual maturity. He said, you got to press into it. Don't just stay on the elementary things. Amen. But you want, how many of us want some spiritual maturity? Amen. To continue to grow. I know I do. Amen. To continue, amen, to go higher and higher. Amen. Just because I'm up here don't mean I got it all.
Come on now.
I could stay up here for 100 years and wouldn't have it all, Reverend. Why? Because God got more than we can imagine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. Someone said one time, I can't even wrap my mind. Yes, right, you can't, because he's greater than you can imagine. Amen. So what he said, we want to be. He said, let us not again be laying the foundation of repentance. Amen. And you know, how many times we got to repent before we decide we're not going to do it no more? Oops, why did I go there? Amen. He said the foundation of repentance and the abandonment of dead works, dead formalism, and of the faith by which you turn to God. You've already given your life to God. We shouldn't have to be going repeating that stuff over and over and over again. We shouldn't have to have somebody calling us over and over again. Amen. We should already be on point. Amen. And honestly, I know that's where we all want to be. That's why we're here. That's why we're here. But sometimes we need to be reminded, amen, to do some self-introspection. Ask yourself, how you doing? Ask yourself, where am I at? Ask yourself, am I really pressing forward, or have I just kind of eased off the pedal a little bit. Right? You see, because see, just like in your car, if you ease off the pedal enough, you ain't going nowhere. You're still in the car. You're still in the church. But you ain't going nowhere. You're not moving forward. I say mash the gas. You know, I'm coming down the hill sometime and people, the light, I mean, they just be taking, I said, get your foot off the brake. Why you got your foot, you already 10 miles under the speed limit and you still riding the brakes. He drives one too. He said, but we stop him. We get your, you know, spiritually, why are we riding the brakes? Why are we afraid to just take your foot off the gas and go whole hog, as they say? Go all the way in for God. Huh? Pedal to the metal and see what God does. You know, sometimes we're afraid to just really commit all the way to it. Huh? You think you're going to blow the engine? You ain't going to blow God up if you just commit all the way. Huh? See, if you run for God like Reverend Dawkins drive that truck, he's not going to hit him. Amen. You know?
Amen.
Ooh, the devil be in trouble. He's trying to get out the way. See, and that's why, you know, just imagine for a moment in your mind, amen, as you just gave God all that you know. Just take a moment and just imagine what that would be like. Some of y'all just got scared. Hmm? You know, sometimes we're scared because we don't think we can maintain it. We don't think it's living hard and running hard for God is sustainable. But then again, I got to take you back to the word. It says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. See, when you look at it and you get afraid, amen, that's because you're relying on yourself. That's because your confidence is only in you, and you have let yourself down time and time again. Believe me, I've been there. But when you stop trusting in you and you start trusting in God, amen, and you put your confidence in him, he'll begin to open doors. And before you know it, you're on down the road and you're having a good time at it.
Come on, preacher.
But you just got, if you just try him, you just test him, amen. Yeah, I know things happen. But he's right there for you. Amen. He's right there to help us to get through it all. Amen. It's time to set our sights on the things of God. Amen. More than just the things of this world. Amen. To look forward and move forward. Amen. For him. Align ourselves spiritually with him. Amen. So that we're no longer stuck. Amen. In whatever place we might find ourselves stuck. Emotionally, physically, you know, spiritually. I mean, we can be stuck in so many ways. Amen. Somebody said a word to you, and you haven't been able to move from that place ever since then. They hurt your feelings. And you've been stuck right there. Amen. They did this. You know, life happens. But God is greater than all those things. Isn't that right? So we got to get out of our head and get into action. Amen. We got to choose to, you know, move forward, amen, and step out of our comfort zones. Oh, my goodness. Because, you know, if we don't, amen, the enemy can use so many things to keep us from really moving forward, amen, and experience all the goodness of God. He'll keep us miserable in the back of our minds while we're saying, I'm blessed in the Lord. He'll keep us questioning ourselves, amen, instead of questioning him and letting him bring the answers that we need into our lives. You know, because you can't answer all your questions. Think about that. If you could answer it, you wouldn't be asking it. So you need to turn, you know, You know, we look at this, and I've seen it so many times, people are stuck. And sometimes don't even know that they're stuck. Right? Don't even know. You know, think they're all right. Amen. It's like when you talk to somebody and they say, well, I don't need Jesus. They just don't know how much they need Jesus.
All right.
They just don't know how much they need. See, they're stuck. Amen. In their own head, they're stuck into this natural world, this natural environment. Amen. Not realizing, amen, that this is a placebo. It ain't going to get you nowhere. Amen. But see, I don't want to be stuck. We can't be stuck in what was, and what used to be. You know, it's not, well, we used to. Amen. You know, we can't be stuck in what could have been or what happened in the past. Amen. We can't stay in those places. Whose fault it was that I'm stuck? And I think about this passage, amen. When I look at that, this one, this dropped in my spirit as I was working on this. Galatians 5:7-8. And I'm going to read it out to Amplify. Amen. It said, you are running the race nobly. You know how it says in the King James, you did run well? He said, you are running the race nobly. Who has interfered and hindered and stopped you from your heeding and following the truth? See, sometimes we running, but we're running in the wrong direction. Ooh. I've been running for Jesus for a long time. But some of us running in the wrong direction for a long time. Running for me, running for the world, running for the, but he said, running for Jesus, amen. He said, this evil persuasion is not from him who called you, who invited you to freedom in Christ. You see, these things that's distracting you, these things that's slowing you down, these things that's getting you off course, these things that have stopped you from running, well, they ain't from God. If you've had to backpedal from who God called you to be and who you were in him, amen, he didn't tell you that. That's a distraction that came from the enemy. That's a distraction, amen, to get you away from your true purpose. True goodness. Purpose. We all have purpose. Amen. God did not create one person without purpose. Not one of us. And he wants us to come to him to discover our true purpose. And when you start moving toward God, he begins to guide you. The Bible said the steps of a good man, or I can say a good one, are ordered by the Lord. Amen. But if you ain't moving, he can't direct your course. He said, you know, trust not in yourself. Lean not to your own understanding, but in all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he will do what? He will direct your path in all thy ways. All your ways, acknowledge him. I'm going to buy this house. I'm going to acknowledge God. Is this the right one, Lord? See, sometimes we take things upon ourselves and we don't even consult our life, Lord. We talked about that before, right? Amen. He is the Lord of your life. Amen. We say, you know, we are no more our own. We are bought with a, what was that price? The blood of Christ on the cross. He paid the price. Amen. So when we take control of our lives and we don't consult our life, Lord, amen, we can make the wrong choices. Right? And it's not necessarily a sin. It's just not the best one for you. Amen. Because it may hinder you from getting where he wants you to be. Amen. Or accomplish what he wants you to accomplish. Now, I don't even have to talk about the choices that don't line up with his word. But I'm just talking about in everyday choices. Do we consult God? I lost some of y'all right there. I'm grown. Okay, child of God. See, I'm grown. My kids are grown, but none of them are growner than me.
All right, all right.
And they will always be my children. And I'm saying that to us because we'll never be growner than God. Amen. And see, he can see further down the road than you can. Amen. And he knows the plans and the thoughts that he has for you. Amen. But see, you don't know all the plans yet. You don't know all the thoughts yet. His ways are not your ways, amen. His thoughts are not your thoughts. You thought you could have been good over here, but he planned for you to be good over here and better. That's what I'm saying. There's nothing too small to pray about and to seek God about. Because he is your Lord, right? So we got to, you know, that's all part of moving forward. Because sometimes we can miss opportunities by doing it our way rather than waiting on God, amen, and allowing him to order our steps and direct our course. Amen. I think about, you know, plans that I had years ago and different things. I thought I was going to do this and I was going to do that. But when I consulted God, amen, he said no. Now, I could have chose. I was grown, Elder John. Had a wife and kids. You know, I was grown. And I could have chosen to just do what I was planning on doing. But when God said no, I had enough sense to make some phone calls and say, I can't do it. Because the Lord said no, clearly said no. And I can't but imagine if I had just did it my way, where I might have ended up. Huh? I'm glad I didn't take the risk. Because I'd be scared to find out. Right? But the sad truth is we need to learn to hold on to God and not hold on to this world so tightly. Right? Because he's trying to get us up out of here. But he wants to make sure, amen, that we're ready. Amen. Are you ready? No, I didn't tell you to ask the person next to you. Just ask yourself, am I ready? Amen. He don't want to hold us back, amen. He wants to propel us forward. He wants to show us, amen, his greatness in our lives, amen. But see, if we keep holding on to these things that have held us down, amen, you know, we'll never get to where God wants us to be. Amen. If we continue to just be satisfied and settle to where we are now spiritually. You know, I'm not satisfied. That's why I'm constantly reading. I was in the store yesterday looking at books. I said, I done bought more books than I got time to read. Huh? Yeah, you too? I mean, and then every time I go, I'm going back to look at some more books. Amen. I was just thinking, I just wish I had time to just sit down and just read. So I got a whole list of books, amen, on my phone, about, you know, the Audible. So I'd be listening to them while I'm doing stuff because I ain't got time to read them. Amen. But you know, why? Because I want to continue to grow. I want to continue to be challenged. I want to continue to expand my understanding. Amen. Why? Because I want to be able to do more for God. Right? I want to be able to represent him like he needs to be represented. See, so if these things are challenging me and they're causing me to say, okay, you got to dig deeper, David. You can't just, this ain't good enough. But it's going to take a little bit more, amen. And so that spurs me on and that encourages me to keep on doing, amen, in spite of all the other stuff that's calling my name and pulling my coattail here and there. But yet, I'm going to make time for him. Make time, amen, to continue to increase. Amen. Let's look at 2 Peter. I'm not going to finish this up, amen, but I just thank God. See, we can't let all this stuff hold us back. We got to recognize what matters because everything else is going to pass away. Everything else is going to pass away. Amen. And 2 Peter says this in the 3rd chapter, verse 10 through 14. Said, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, into which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burnt up. All the stuff that we're trying to gain, all these things we're trying to hold on to. Amen. He says, seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved. Everybody say all.
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 All. My goodness. All the works, all the stuff, all the property, all the cars, all the degrees, amen, all. He said, seeing that all this shall be dissolved, what manner of person ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness? If we come to that realization that I'm not living just for this. Because if I'm living just for this, my living is short-lived. But coming to the realization, I'm not living. I mean, this is good. He said, occupy till he come. Uh-huh. Amen. But I'm here for a purpose because this is not the end of it all. But he's letting me know, amen. He said, what kind of person should I be if I'm looking forward beyond this? What should my conversation be? Amen. What should my conduct be if I'm really looking forward beyond this? I mean, this is good. But this ain't great. This is good, but this ain't all.
Hallelujah.
And there's more. Amen. And he wants us to set our eyes on the greater. He says, set your hope where? On things in heaven. Amen. But see, so if our hope is just set here, then our hope is short. Amen. So I want us to expand our horizon and look beyond the horizon. You know how the scriptures say, look unto the hills, and I will look unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? But see, we said it as if it's one phrase. But he says, I look unto the hills. Then he said, from whence cometh my help? See, because the hills, when they in that passage, and they're talking about the hills, in the hills are all the idols and the altars to the false gods. And they could see those things, and they would look, and he looked to those hills, but he said, but from whence cometh my help? That's what he said, my help come from the Lord, the creator of the heavens and the earth. See, sometimes we think he's looking at the hills and that's his help. No, he's making a clear statement that's not my help. My help comes from the Lord, not from the hills where all the altars and the false gods are. And what's he saying? Don't look to the natural. Elevate your eyes to the greater. Amen. To understand he's got so much more for him. Verse 12 said, looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, which he talks about in Revelations, okay, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Therefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of his peace. He said, be diligent, not just about this life. I mean, this life, I used to say it like this, it's my proving ground. See, if this is the test, and if I can make it through this, I can qualify for that. But what I say if you can't run with the footman, how you gonna make it with the horseman? If you can't keep your focus on God in this, how you think you're gonna make it when trouble comes? How you gonna make it when the pressure's on? How you gonna make it when they squeezing you real hard? Help us, Lord. But he said, that we might be found in him peace. Amen. And then it says, without spot and blameless. Blameless. That's where we want to be. Lord, my mind is on you. I'm pressing forward. I want to move forward. Amen. When I think about going forward, I also think about going higher. And there's another song just come to my mind. Some of y'all may not never. And they say, well, higher, higher, Lord. Y'all remember that song? You sing high, higher, Lord. Don't you want to go higher? Don't you want to go higher? Amen. Imagine what could happen if you took all the energy, all the negative energy and emotions and focused them on what lies ahead. Took all that energy that we put into the negative stuff, into just the natural, and we became laser focused on the spiritual. So that's why I said sometimes things come up, I say, I ain't got time for that. I ain't got no energy to put into that. Mm-mm. It's not going to help me. It's not going to move me forward. Ain't nobody got time for that. Right? Time is short. But if we put all our focus, amen, on that, what things could we imagine doing for the kingdom of God? How can we imagine, amen, what God has in store for us when we get truly laser focused? It's funny because Pastor Linda was talking to a baby girl yesterday, Jerrica, and she was telling her about our little grandson, Ezra. And he, you know, he's on the basketball team. He's 5 years old. You know, and he's on the basketball team. And they don't know how to. You know what I'm talking about. They all over the place, right? Fouling and traveling and carrying the ball. And, you know, and usually not. The thing with Ezra is he's so all over the place. He's usually, while everybody's playing basketball, he's in the middle of the floor dancing. Because he loves to dance. He's dancing. He's doing something all by himself. But on the game, she told him, Ezra, now you got to be focused on the game. You know, so he went and played this last game, and you could see the difference because he took his mom's words. And he really focused and did a good job, you know, playing defense. He was hard on them boys, you know, playing defense. And then he told his mom, how he said, I was really, really focusing, mom, focusing on the ball, focusing on, you know. You see, if a child can grab it, and this difference can be so, so large because he chose to focus on the ball, amen, and not just do his own thing, he made a difference. What am I saying? If we would just choose to focus on the things of God, the difference would be amazing. Even not just going along and doing what's expected, but focused on being that light. Focused on making a difference. Focused on moving forward. Focused on spending some time with God personally. And come on, focused on getting his word down on in us. Amen. What difference would it begin to make? Amen. Because why? We was talking about moving forward. You can't move forward unless you put some effort into it. Like I said, you can sit in the car all day long, but if you hit the gas, you ain't going nowhere. We can sit in these chairs all day long, but if we don't make no effort, we're not going to get up and move forward. It takes some doing. Amen. So that we can move to where God wants us to move. We need to learn from the adversity of life. You know, and one thing I've learned and I've tried to practice, amen, is to take adversity and use it as a fuel to propel you forward and not allow it to become an anchor to keep you stuck. Use it. Grow from it. Amen. Learn from it. Be better because of it. Amen. Don't let it become something that's like, say, an anchor that's wrapped around your neck, keeping you in one spot. No. You know, take that joker, you know, if it's an anchor, take it, melt it down, turn it into bullets and attack the enemy. Use it for your good. Amen. Use it to grow. Use it to move forward. Amen. You know, because truly God wants us to come closer to him. Amen. Because he's right there. Amen. The scripture says, his eye is not short. I mean, his ear is not short. Amen. He's right there, wanting for us to come closer, waiting for us to call on his name. Amen. And so that he can instruct us, he can lead and guide us. Amen. But see, if we stay focused just on the now, that's not enough. That's not enough. Let's stand. That's not enough. My time is up. Amen. But looking forward unto that day, the things that God has in store for us. Amen. I'm looking forward to it. Amen. But I want to be able to finish and accomplish everything that he has for me to do here. Huh? I want to be like the Apostle Paul. I've fought a good fight. I've run a good race. And he said, and henceforth is laid up for me a crown of glory which shall not be taken away. Amen. It's in us. The press. Amen. The spirit. The word is in us. Amen. And all we needs to do is to, how that lady said? Holy Spirit. Y'all know, see? See? All you got to do is activate what's already on board. Amen. And as you do, amen, God will continue to supply you with more and more and more understanding, opportunity, the energy, the strength, the time. Amen. He will continue to pour it upon us. Amen. Because he's looking for somebody that will say, here am I, God. Use me. Use me. Hallelujah. So we're going to pray. Amen. So if you're here this morning, amen, you've been having a problem with focusing, and you want to be like Ezra, focusing and pressing in more and more and more, I invite you to come. If you want to move forward from where you are now spiritually, hallelujah. That you look in yourself and honestly, you're not satisfied with where you are. Because you know there's more. And you want to do better. You want to be better for God. Hallelujah. Yes, that's you. You're in the room. Come and join me because I want to be better. Hallelujah. I want to be more focused. I want to accomplish all that he has and desires for me to do. I don't want to arrive at the throne and he says, where's the others? Meaning those that we were supposed to reach, those we were supposed to touch, those we were supposed to encourage. Hallelujah. We don't want to be like the one that had the one talent and he took it and he hid it in the ground. But we want to be able to bring increase for God's kingdom. Hallelujah. So, Father, we come before you right now. Lord, I thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
I thank you, God, because you have so much in store for each and every one of us, God. So much in store, God, for even now. Lord, if we would just trust you, God, and if we would just press in with you. Lord, beyond the natural, beyond our own feelings, beyond our flesh, and say, here am I, God.
Here am I.
Lord, order my steps today.
Yes.
Use me today, God. Hallelujah. Help me to move forward, hallelujah. Yes. To move, hallelujah, to help to do the work of your kingdom, yes. God. Yes. Lord, that we might be able to magnify you in every circumstance, in every situation, Lord. Lord, you know our hearts right now. Lord, we say continue to stir up the gifts. As Paul told Timothy, stir up the gifts that are in us, God. We're asking you to stir us up, God. Stir us up, Lord, from those stagnant places, God. From those stale places, hallelujah. From those places, Lord, that have been just laying dormant. Lord, we say stir up, hallelujah. Our desire, God, to move forward in you, God. We don't want to be the one needing to be taught again, God. But help us to help others, God. to speak your life, your word, your truth, God, to share our testimony, God, to tell them about your goodness, hallelujah, and your love for each and every one. We want to move forward, God. We don't want to be stagnant. We don't want to be stale. But God, make us relevant for your kingdom as we yield ourselves unto you, as we surrender ourselves unto you, as we say yes, Lord, when your that still small voice is prompting us to do and to move and to go and to speak. Help us to be quick, Lord, to move, quick to go, quick to speak, God, not fearing for the faces, Lord, because you already know the heart of every man and woman, God. So we ask you right now, Lord, just use us as your mouthpiece, God, that we will open our mouths and we will say yes to your will. Lord, we cast off every negative thought. Lord, we cast down every doubt. Lord, we cast away the lies of the enemy in the name of Jesus. It says we can't and we're not able. Hallelujah. We are able to do all things through you, God, because it is you that strengthens us. Lord, your Holy Spirit is on board. So we have all that we need, Lord. So we say, use us right now, God. We surrender our will to yours, God, our ways to yours, Lord, that you may strengthen us, God, for the work of your kingdom, God. We ask you right now, Lord, hallelujah, to let your will be done in us and through us as we yield to you right now, Lord, moving forward, Lord, continually, not going back, Lord, but we want to continue to grow in you. We don't want to hear that we're not fit for your kingdom, God, because we look back. But we lift up our eyes unto you, the author and the finisher of our faith. We thank you right now. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord God. You can do it through him. I can do all things through him. The whole thing, even when I think about the game today, what's the whole goal of each team is what?
To win.
But in order to get to that